Here's Wilson, and on the right circle, he scores!
Rebound loose, wild scramble in front, score! Ovechkin with a buzzer beater! It'll count!
And a hat trick tonight, number 21, Evan
Holtby. Hello, welcome once again to the Power Play Point Podcast. I am your host, the Blue Liner on Point. And yes, hockey is back. Well, maybe not in full swing, but you know what? It counts just like anything else. And training camp has begun. So we're starting the 2019-2020. Off the right way, but more on that later. Not to stall anymore, but giving it her all, and she'll explain why in a minute, is our beautiful, wonderful, ever popular co-host. You know her very well, especially if you're a student in Fairfax County. She is the mermaid, Anna Knox.
Yes, greetings, and apologizing for the head cold. I believe it was this time last year that the joke was made about Kim Carnes and Betty Davis eyes that I was trying to be like her. And you know what? We're just going to do a repeat because apparently this head cold decides to come the first month of school. So I'm here. I'm probably sound worse than I feel, but I'm here and I'm excited. And I'm excited to hear about your experience last night at the game versus the Blackhawks.
Yes, we'll be talking about that. That'll be the main course here in our serving up of the first bit of Caps hockey in this new season. Speaking of which, I just want to get, I don't want to make it sound like I'm getting it out of the way because some of it is stuff that's a bit overdue, and we really have to thank our loyal listeners and followers for it. But I mentioned it in the show's notes last week, but I just want to publicly mention it now. According to Podbean, the Power Play Point podcast has crossed the 1,000 follower mark.
Oh, so, hooray!
Yes, and we're actually at 1,083
count. That's so amazing.
I just want to take this time to publicly, on behalf of Anna and myself, publicly thank all of our Podbean followers who, as I understand, not just USA and Canada, but around the globe, and just say I'm humbled and I'm touched. We both are that you've decided to make this one of the podcasts that you keep tabs on and listen to and take part in with your comments and everything. So that's just great. I wish I had something of a speech prepared or better things to say, but I'm just thrilled, humbled, and proud. And I never thought it would get this far, but I'm glad that it has. And we're just going to keep on plowing through. So on behalf of Anna, thanks to all of you 1,000 plus out there that are marking us as a Podbean podcast. And of course, thanks to Podbean as well. Can't help but give a nod to them.
Right.
Their people have been absolutely great
the
whole time. So thanks to them as well. So just wanted to put that out there. Wanted to make sure everybody was acknowledged and thanked properly for that. So just wanted to put that out there.
Well, I just want to say that at the end of last year, I had to talk you off the ledge a little bit about not wanting to do the show anymore. And I remember we were like frustrated at the end of the season and we were fed up with stuff and all this. And I was like, you know what? We just gotta sit back and take the summer to focus on other things. And it was all good. And I am so glad that we came back. And so, yeah, thanks listeners. Thanks everybody. And let's just hope that this is cap season is just going to be as good as it was in 2018.
Yep, absolutely. And as I mentioned before, this is a third year, third go around with the all new format to which you are enjoying now, and which you're hearing the lovely voice of my co-host. Thanks to that. And just say again how absolutely blown away I am that we've reached that mark. And you're right. It's some time off did me some good. I had a few things I wanted to do with the podcast over the summer, but yeah, it was good to take a step back and kind of just refresh. So that was a very good call. Something else here. Speaking of the show, kind of want to, I don't know about change things or jazz things up, but I come from something of a radio background. My dad was a DJ when he was in his college days, in his much younger days. And I picked up a few things from him and from some other of my favorite radio hosts.
Okay, where are you going with this?
Where I'm going with this is there is going to be I'd like to think a lot, if not all, Caps fans are pretty intelligent. So there's an old radio game out there that we're going to try out that I'm going to throw in here. Sometimes the DJ will throw in a light motif and play three songs or something like that that have the same a common thread to them or something like that. So throughout the next few episodes, there's going to be something like that. I'm going to throw out some phrases that are going to reflect that, and we'll see if you can guess along, and if I can, I don't know, maybe drum up some donations or something like that. Might even be able to put together like a prize or something for whoever gets it right.
Okay, well, I have a good example if this is what you're thinking of doing. Just for anyone that knows, what is the significance of the numbers 6, 13, and 43 for me?
Yeah, that's a good example, or something like that. Something personal.
I know you're gonna get like uber hockey stats and stuff, and it, absolutely have at it, because I know that we have so many knowledgeable listeners. That's great. Mine was just being lighthearted.
Yeah. So here's the thing. This first one is actually not going to be hockey related at all. I thought I'd throw a soft one out there. But okay. You'll hear a few of them come out, and I'm going to toss in some kind of side ones to get you off the beaten path if I can. But a lot of you will probably recognize them when they come by. But
we'll be spontaneous and adventuresome this season.
Yeah, well, you know, just trying different things, trying to keep the show fresh, trying to get new people involved. So you never know. But anyway, so let's get to some stuff that is, before we get into the game, last night's game, some stuff that's happened in between time. The big story, of course, Evgeny Kuznetsov, it was announced over the weekend that he would be suspended for the first three games of the 2019-2020 season due to his, recent developments, shall we say. I think we all know what's happened here. And I think the consensus is that it's probably not so much the actual drug use versus how he handled it when the first stories came out. So
I don't know. I mean, I think people are, disappointed in his actions. And I will say that three-game suspension, it could have been so much worse.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, a little humble pie moment for Kuzi, you know, when you know there's going to be that first game, you know, with all the fans and all the hype, and, you know, you're not playing, you know, that sucks. And I do think that did he handle it well? No, but no one is going to, and I said this before, no one's going to, you know, flat out be like, yep, I was doing cocaine. Like, you know, you're going to, first you want to deny it, and then, you know, eventually evidence is going to come out. Maybe, maybe not.
To those, and there are some out there I know for a fact there are some out there because I've encountered a few type of people that are basically not forgiving. Some, and you know who you are, some of you out there, I doubt they're listening to this show, but some out there who have gone to the point of basically calling him a criminal. Okay, well, yeah.
That's maybe appropriate. I mean, again, yeah. People in glass houses.
Let's face it. Nobody is 100% lily white, virgin pure, clear as crystal. Nobody. So you people out there who are doing that to your fellow Caps fans, you know, I'm sorry, but F you. You know, we don't need you. We don't need you. Go cheer for some other garbage team.
Right.
We don't need you.
Go jump on a Ryan Reeves bandwagon.
Exactly. Exactly. You can all go to that, go down that hell of a rabbit hole for all I care. But yeah, that's what's going on with that. Yeah, those are the major news stories. And of course, training camp started late last week. Now, question for you before we get to the game from last night, Anna.
Yes.
I know you're under the weather, so it may not be a possibility, but off air we discussed your possibly getting out to MedStar maybe for one or two training sessions.
Right.
Is that still, do you think that's still on the table, or is that kind of a...
At this point, I have to look at the schedule and see what time they're on the ice and see if I can get out there. I want to. I really, really do. But having had to leave early school today and off tomorrow because I have a little fever and not allowed to be back at school for 24 hours, I don't know. I'll have to look at the schedule. But I want to, because especially after some of the guys I saw last night, I was be kind of awesome to see them, you know, to see how the chemistry goes, you know, in practice and things like that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I was kind of hoping you'd be our eye in the sky, as it were. But as it turns out, I get the first up close scouting report, which we'll get to here in a second when we go over last night's game. So it's the first of the preseason. So look, I get that in the long run of things, even as far as evaluation of the newer guys or the young jerks, as my friend Rick used to call them, because it's like, hey, who are all these people? Well, if you pay attention, you know all these people, but it was still great to see hockey. It was still great to see an actual hockey game and actual hockey situations and actual hockey players and actual hockey, you know, motifs or whatever. I'm running out of actual objectives, adjectives here, but you get the point. We were all starved for it. We all wanted to see it. And yeah, it was a little rough at times, but it was pretty good preview if you want to maintain your optimism. I think there were a lot of good things, a lot of bad things too. A lot of rust, obviously, but a lot of good things I saw last night. Just a kind of a quick overall evaluation. I think Alexei Protas had a pretty damn good game, if I do say so. And a couple other guys come to mind. Well, actually, his whole line looked pretty good. I have some notes that I want to go over here. So starting with the warm-ups, I noticed that Brendan Leipzig was the last off. So that's a good sign. Jonas Siegenthaler looked a little shaky in the first period, I thought. I think Jensen had a pretty good game, I thought, overall. Copley was steady early on. Now, it looked a little shaky in the first period, but it's kind of to be expected. And before I go on, I would not have even had the chance to even go to the game were it not for Lisa Desabre. So I just want to publicly thank her right now for the use of her tickets. Her and her husband, they couldn't make it, so they thought of their fellow Caps fans. So I I just want to thank them here and now. And that was just great of them to do that. So that's, I really want to thank them before, you know, I get too far. I don't want to forget. So
no, I want to also say that Lisa has been awesome enough on Twitter to tell Caps fans, Caps family, when she has had extra boxes of OVOs, which is so sweet because I have yet to find anything out here, but I haven't hit her up for one. I'm okay. But somebody said, I can't find it. And she said, listen, you pay for the shipping and the postage and I'll send you, you know, a box from, you know, looking out for Caps family. So Lisa, you rock always.
Yeah. It's good that you mentioned OVOs actually, because I actually was looking for those at our local Giant, and yeah, they don't have them up here at all. Another side note, happy birthday to our captain.
Yes.
Don't want to forget that as well.
Oh my gosh. That video of his son.
Him and his youngin. Yeah.
With the balloon at practice. See, that makes me just be like, I don't want to teach for the next week and a half because I want to go and watch all these practices, those little cherishable moments that, when you see the players with their kids, love it.
Yep. Little Sergey watching on. And that was beyond cute.
And don't forget Holtby turned 30 yesterday.
Yep. Absolutely.
Shut it down right now.
Yeah. Just saying.
No, we're not talking about it.
I know. Not right now anyway. But anyway, getting back to last night's game, I thought Siegenthaler looked a little shaky. Juice looked a tad bit shaky in the opening period.
Yeah, like a deer in the headlights.
A little bit, especially clearing pucks out of his own zone.
Yeah.
Wasn't liking that effort. Luke Johansson also on the decor. He looked decent. I like his skating. I like his coverage. Not much else to see here, unfortunately, as far as puck movement and his overall game. But I think he'll be something of a stud prospect, but someone who'll be reliable in the coming years. I don't know if he's going to make the team this year. He probably won't. Probably spend another year in Hershey, but that'll be good for him. So they got a power play in the first period. A couple chances that Travis Boyd had. I noticed he took way too long on his releases. That better not be a habit going forward. Of course, as we all know, he correct that later on in the game. Juice had a good shot, though, that hit the point, from the point that hit the post. Boyd, I thought, had overall, once he got the jitters done with, he also had a good game. Got another note here. Number 88 is Bobby Nardella. I wasn't too impressed with him. I was a little weak on the boards. He was getting beat to pucks too much. So he didn't really end up getting a whole lot of playing time. I don't expect him to stick. So I don't believe there was any scoring in the first. So moving on to the second,
not from us.
True. We fell behind 1-0. Second period, first note I have, Nick Dowd, what a hit. What a hit on the in the back corner there.
Yeah.
Way to reintroduce yourself. Of course, he's fighting for a spot on the fourth line. And the Swiss player, Damian Riott, he's the one that got the opening goal for the Caps.
Right.
Good net front presence. I heard later on he's actually going to go back to his Swiss league team. So it kind of makes me wonder, why is he even here?
Yeah.
It was Eric Hayes on Twitter who was like, who made a good point. What the hell? Why is he taking up a roster spot? Why is he taking up a spot that could go to somebody else that needs a chance to shine. So
that's odd.
Good point. But yeah, I like the second and third option he gave himself in front of the net, and he put it away for the opening goal. Connor McMichael and Tyler Lewington with the assists on that one.
Okay, can I just say I like their chemistry?
McMichael and Lewington?
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of Well, I like them. I think that watching yesterday, and of course, you know, you're always going to have the jitters and you're always going to have that. And I don't know. I'm never a big preseason fan of any sport anyways, because I'm always afraid of injuries, you know, and then they put Tommy in last night. I was like, oh my God, please don't. But we'll talk about my humble pie moment by not wanting him to play, but I'm so glad that he did. but I don't know. Like I'm liking, I think of the times I've seen McMichael interviewed, I don't know why I shouldn't put so much on the interview. It really doesn't, you know, shouldn't matter all that much, but I like what he has to say. I like that he is a humbled player. I like that he kicks ass. I was impressed with him. He was one that really stood out yesterday. And Lewington, I mean, come on, you know, have a, I'm sorry, come out in your first NHL game and have your Gordie Howe hat trick and kick ass. So you kind of have to have uber respect for that kid and hope that he can, you know, continue on and continue doing well. So I do like Lewington.
I thought Lewington had a solid game. Nothing that stood out too great, but no. You know, pretty solid game overall.
There's potential.
But as far as the forwards go, I think that McMichael, Leipzig, and another young gentleman I'll be mentioning here because he made his way on the score sheet a few times, Alexei Protas, are probably the future of the forward lines for the Caps, for the short and long term.
Right. Protas, 18.
Yeah.
18.
Hard to believe.
I wonder, I don't know. I haven't quite determined who's, you know, who's going to be in my little circle of love this year, other than Braun and Wilson and Kempney. But, you know, I have to, we talked about it before, I've got to open up and see. But goddamn, 18 years old, like this is his life. Like he's got, you know, this is it. He's going to go and play. He's got fresh legs, to say the least. And I'm really, really, really looking forward to seeing him more.
Yeah, definitely. And that I think he's going to get, if he keeps it up, I think he's going to get much, much more of an opportunity as time goes by. If not with the big club, then certainly with the Bears.
Exactly.
So there's that. Okay, so onward with the second period. Right away, for some reason, when the second, not long after the second period started, everything looked like it started to gel for the Cats, especially their forward play, Damien Riot with the tying goal. And not much longer after that, the Caps got their second power play opportunity. Travis Boyd got another chance, and he put it away. And Protas and Juice had the assists on that. Pretty good point shot from Boyd, or wing shot, I think. Might have been around, if I remember it, might have, was right around kind of Ovi's old office, or not old office, but somewhere around there that he put it away. And not long after that, in the same period, Protas struck again, this time scoring himself. I thought his line, this is, I hope I see more of this, but this was a stroke of genius by the coaching staff. They put him on the line with Beck Malmsteen and Joe Snively, the local kid.
Right.
I'm pretty sure Joe is from Herndon, if I remember right. And grew up being a little Cap, the Mike team. So he's homegrown talent, 100%. And yeah, I thought he and Malmsteen and Protas, they were easily the best line all night for the Caps. I thought
they agree.
Great chemistry. They found each other well. I love Snively and his forechecking game. He's, you know, when he got the chance, he was all over the ice. Malmsteen seems to be more like the setup man, and and Protas has the skill in front of the net. So I think the coaching staff has a winning combination there. I'd like to see more of them.
I agree. And I think that that's going to be, like you said, could be your future line for seasons to come and young, fresh legs. They're quick, they're smart, and open-minded, into the sense that they are only going to learn from, you know, your Ovechkins, your Wilsons, your Oshies, your Kuzis, your Backstroms. You know, it's a great balance. So you have the vet knowledge and sick skills, and then you have, you know, these young ones coming in who are eager to learn, but are damn good at where they're at right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Completely agree. So that ended the, I think there was, the Hawks came back and tied it before the end of the third.
Right.
One of them being a fluky ass goal, which I love Phoenix Copley, but I don't know. And I don't know what it is about him though. Every other game, he seems to fall victim to a really crazy ass goal that just sneaks in out of nowhere.
Well, I think I don't know if it was this goal or if it was the first one, but you have a defenseman in front of you. And even like Joe B was like, there's no way he could have seen around him, around your D-line, to see where the Hawks player was going to shoot. I mean, it was like, where the hell that come from? Yeah, he has a lot of those. And I don't know, you know, I don't put it on his skill. I've always been a Copley fan. But yeah, there was a couple. He does get those crazy kind of where the hell that come from moments. So I agree with you on that one, or maybe that was the one that tied it up to make it 3-3?
I think that was the one that tied it up.
Okay.
And I swear to God, even with I had my binoculars with me, and it was the far end at the time.
Oh, you were that and, guy.
What do you mean I'm that guy?
No one else.
I'm doing a scouting report, for crying out loud. I have to see everything. Anyway, even from my vantage point, with my binoculars, I could not see how the hell this puck came in. It had to have been the exact size and dimension of the puck to go through that it went through. Because to me, Copley had his end covered. So I don't know. A fluky-ass goal. So they go into the third tied. And, of course, we're all thinking, oh, no. Overtime, which is where it went eventually. But before we get into what happened to the third and OT, need to take another bit of break here. Going to take this time to help out a fellow Caps fan and a loyal listener. And a good friend of mine, actually. And I posted on the Facebook page that a bit of bad luck befell him. And his name's Ronnie Schrantz. We've had him on the show before. And he talked about being at the outdoor game in Annapolis. At the time, he found himself unemployed through no fault of his own. His boss just decided to not need him anymore, which fortunately only lasted for the day. Well, I decided to go ahead and give him a free plug anyway, because F you to the powers that be that decided even make him unemployed for a day, and he could do well and deserves some side work. So here's his specialty. He's basically, he can do just mainly any odd or small jobs as far as home improvement. His specialty happens to be power washing and installing patio pavers, but he can do so much more, as I found out. Plumbing installation, a dishwasher installation, garbage disposals. You need a new toilet installed. He can certainly do that. Now, if it seems small, but it's too big a job for you to do by yourself, he can definitely do it. As has been said before, No job is too small. No fee is too big. I'm just kidding. He's not going to overcharge you. Seriously though, I've known him for 25 years of my life, and he is probably the most trustworthy person I know. So there is no way he will walk away from the job without knowing that it's done right. And I've seen some of his work. It's absolutely gorgeous, and he can do the job. And I would, if I actually own my own home, I would certainly trust him with a lot of the stuff that would need to be done. And on top of all that, you know, and this isn't an excuse or anything, but I do want to mention this. He is a veteran of our United States military. He did serve in the United States Navy for several years. So I think that alone, his sacrifice, I think merits some deserving of, you know, whoever might need his services out there, throwing a job or two his way, because you know he's dedicated, you know, based on that he's dedicated. So if anyone's interested, get in touch with me or Ron through the Facebook page, and we'll certainly, you can discuss terms with him. You want his contact information again. I'll get you in touch with him, but he's a good man and he does damn good work. So I would certainly trust him, and I think you should too if you have any sort of job that needs doing around the house. So I just wanted to put that out there and let him know that one's definitely from the heart, because he's definitely one of the good guys in this world, and as we know, there's just not enough of them.
Agreed.
Okay, and something else I forgot to mention before we get to the third and overtime. I finally got a chance in between the first and second periods to meet loyal listener and the admin of the Washington Capitals Facebook fan page, Sonia Kendall, and her husband, Greg, in between intermission. The plan was to get a picture and maybe a quick interview, maybe 2 minutes that I would tack onto the show, but unfortunately they didn't have time. I was trying to hook up with them by warm-ups and meet up with them, but we kind of went sideways on that because they were delayed. So probably another time, but I finally had the pleasure of meeting her in person. Greg was rocking his red jersey, and Sonia had on the Caps outdoor Navy jersey. So that was cool to see them in. But just want to put them out there and give them a shout out as well. Okay, so on to the third period. The third period was a lot of, honestly, nothing to see here. Not really awful, but the one note I did make was that, this is a guy that's fighting for his job, even though they just recently signed him. But I'm sorry, I was not impressed with Chandler Stephenson at all this game. He did not use his speed, his best advantage. He did not handle the puck very well. He didn't move the puck very well. Didn't position himself very well. I it could have been worse, but I just don't think he had all that good a game.
No, I feel like he just kind of half-assed it, to be honest. Like, he just kind of looked at it like, it's a pregame or a preseason game. You know what? Regardless, when the team is on the cusp of whether or not they're going to, you know, sign you or not, you kind of need to step it up. Regardless if it's practice, you know, preseason game, whatever. Again, he is one, I think, this year. I'm hoping it's only him and I don't have to put Orlov in this category too, that I need to see so much more. I mean, they're totally two separate players, and I get that, but those are like those two names that I'm like, oh, I get so frustrated with. But Stephenson, come on, you know, you have the skill, obviously, but I need to see more. So preseason game, I'm going to give him a pass, but I definitely was not impressed last night.
No, I totally agree. Need to see a lot more from him. And he's going to wind up on the fourth line again, assuming he does stay. So,
right.
But yeah, I mean, this is probably his best chance to shine. He's right now on the ice with, you know, 67% guys who will be sent back to either junior or the AHL. So,
right.
Now is your time.
Step it up.
Yeah, exactly. And he's right now, he's just not doing it. And if I were GMBM, I would say, hey, be talking to some other teams, say, hey, I got this guy here. He's not making much. Want to take him off my hands?
Right.
Maybe some draft picks. I'd be making some calls if I were him, because right now, Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, and especially when you're in that position, it's like, you may think you have nothing to prove, but when you go into it with that attitude, you know, coaches are going to pick up on that. You know what? You can be replaced. All of you can be replaced. So, you know, I don't see him as cocky. I truly don't. I don't think he's arrogant, but I definitely think that he took yesterday as sort of like, yawn, it's preseason. But you know what? You should be out there respecting the fact that the fans are there, that this should be considered a game, that people are watching, and that, you know what, this is when we're going to, as, you know, you and I and all other fans who are looking maybe more closely at certain things, going to look at that chemistry, you know, and it's like, if you're that black sheep that, you know, can't mesh with the other players, it's like, well, shit, you've been with the Capitals and we're not impressed with you. That speaks volume. So let's hope things change for the best. But yeah, he was kind of my meh emoji.
Yeah, I would say as far as all of the entire on ice roster goes, I was the least impressed with him.
True.
Which is not good because the guy had a regular, you know, place on the team.
Would you like to know who I was the most impressed with?
I kind of know who you were impressed with. We'll get to him in a second here. In fact, let's take care of that right now. So as we all know, the game went into overtime.
I'm so glad you stayed.
Why wouldn't I?
Because there are so many people that leave, overtime? I don't want to deal with parking. I don't want to deal with this. And I'm like,
I took the Metro in.
Yeah, well, still, people don't deal with crowds or whatever. I mean, I've been to enough games to be like, why is everyone leaving? But I'm so glad.
You know what? I don't want to cast aspersions again, but if you do that, I'm sorry. You leave before the end result is determined,
right?
And you're not a real hockey fan.
I agree.
I'm sorry. I never understood when people did that, and bad childhood memories here, but some Caps games where it went really bad, like minutes into the third period, when we'd go, my dad would drag us out because he couldn't stand to watch it anymore. Of course, he'd turn on the radio and listen to it right on the drive home, but no, he couldn't stand. I'd be like, we're here. Why don't we sit through this? But yeah, no. So that. No, if I'm there, I mean, yeah, I didn't pay for the tickets, obviously, but I'm there. I'm going to enjoy the whole flipping thing. I even stayed for the three stars.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, that's what I am. I'm not one to toot my own horn, but that I feel like, you know, I went there.
You kind of tooted your own horn there for a minute, and then you didn't stay for that part?
I did stay for that part.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't.
I did. No, for the three stars? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I thought you said I didn't stay for the okay, never mind. All right, anyways, let's just talk about
I just want to mention one thing. It speaking of tooting, isn't it the fact that you couldn't go because you had something about you had some tutoring to do on your own? You did?
I did. And I won't get into it. But yes, I have a student currently who has cancer.
And, oh my.
Yes.
What, and you just killed the joke I was going
to do. I totally did, because I told you the other day, if I told you this long drawn out story, it's very sad. It's very close to my heart. So we'll probably have to edit this out of the show.
Okay. Well, I was going to make a joke about my attempt at tutoring, but
right.
Yeah, like I said, you just killed that. So
I did.
Moving on. okay, so this game goes into overtime, and I one thing about OT,
you hate it.
Well, no,
I
hate the shootout. So pretty excited. No, I love the overtime. I love the current format, 3-on-3, and of course they had the best three guys out there most of the time. Mr. Tom Wilson, of course, Christian Juice. And pretty sure Travis Boyd had plenty of ice time out there. Lots of exciting chances, lots of end-to-end. Phoenix Copley came up with one hell of a save. about a minute and a half in, that really saved their bacon. So glad to see that. And then with about, I want to say 2 minutes and 25 seconds to go.
2 minutes, 35 seconds.
Well, that was the time of the goal.
Oh, okay.
The time of the play was about 10 seconds before that. Might have been less. But a certain Caps player wearing number 43 on the back and an A on the front.
Can we just pause for a moment?
Sure.
That A, like I had a really proud mom moment there, like single tear, golf clap, ovary explosion, whatever you want to call it, for Tommy. Oh my God. Oh my God. And it could just be preseason and that's totally fine. But you know what? How far has he come to earn that in the last couple of years when he had all that ridiculous suspensions and the issues with Ryan Reeves, blah, blah, blah. And people are like, trade him. You know, he's a hothead. He's a goon. Well, whatever. You know what? There are a bunch of us that have stood by Tommy's side. And what he did last night just proved that he has matured as a player. And he deserves that A. I really hope he gets it. I don't think he will. I don't know. I don't know how that whole thing works. But you know what? He was out there. He played well. And when he scored, which was sick, it was fast. It was skilled. It was awesome. He had that smile on his face. He embraced, the players that, you know, it's different when you, you know, preseason versus, you know, hugging Backstrom and, Oshie or whomever he's on the line with. But, I was super, super proud of him. Yeah.
You're gushing, I can tell.
And, I am. Oh my God.
And it's not all the bodily fluids due to the head cold or whatever it is you have.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness.
I thought it was a family show, Gail. Thanks.
Well, sometimes. but no, in all seriousness, yes, you are spot on as far as that goes, because yes, he is being counted on to mentor a lot of these younger players, and some of them, like you pointed out, are 18 years old.
Right. Well, and I think
a stepson who will soon be 18 years old.
Right. Well, I don't know if it was Rob Carlin or somebody was kind of making a joke a little bit about interviewing Tommy afterwards, saying like, hey, how does it feel to be like the veteran on the team tonight? You know, and taking these young kids like under your wing. And he's like, dude, I'm still like, I'm 24, you know, I'm still young, you know, come on now. And that's true. But it's like, but I feel like, you know, who he was when he came out and everyone was like, oh, he's gonna drop the gloves every moment he can get. And he's raking up all these penalty box minutes and he's, you know, this and that. But you know what? God, he really has just, you know, he's, aside from me just like absolutely adoring him as, you know, Tom Wilson, has insanely impressed me last year, the year before, you know, so I'm just proud. I'm just super excited, but I'm not going to say he's a vet player at 24. I'm not quite there yet.
No, he's got plenty in him. And look, we talked about at the beginning, we're hoping for Kuznetsov in a redemption. This is a living redemption story.
True.
Is what we're seeing. This is what, you know, hopefully not, you know, the end result of that. Hopefully it continues, but this is what everybody was waiting for and the payoff of all the patience and the faith.
Agreed.
So I can't agree more. It is absolutely wonderful to see it paying off. And, you know, for those who are still scratching his head, why is he getting this? Why did he get the contract that he got? This is why. So,
right. And how much respect do you have for him for going out on a preseason game when we were just talking about Stevenson, who is like, meh, you know, kind of playing a little half-assed, not giving it his all for whatever reason. And you know what? Tommy comes out knowing that hey, other players are going to want to fight him because he's not going to back down from a fight. He's like a complete beast. But you know, when he came out, he was cautious with certain plays. I also admired the fact that he passed it several times to quote unquote younger players to give them an opportunity to, you know, get comfortable on the ice and kind of get that momentum going. But you know what, if you watch what he did at, you know, what, 235, 225, that was his skill right there. And he took it like, hey, I didn't want to go to a shootout and I was just going to end this. And hey, you can't
exactly
have any,
right.
That was
right.
To me, it was absolutely respectful of, you know, of the sport, of his teammates. And then just be like, and I'm a complete badass. I'm going to shut this down because I don't want to go any further.
Exactly right. And so the description of the play by my eyes basically is a near end to end rush. So yes, just like you said,
did your ovaries explode? Just kidding.
I'm not going to dignify that with a response.
I had to do something.
I know. You're still gushing. I know. But yeah, he took the puck from his end, behind his own blue line, and basically said, "Look, like you said, I'm going to end this." And I swear, I feel the need for speed moment, and you could see and not only see but hear him coming.
That's
and towards the goal, kind of like.
Oh, stop.
Only it didn't take quite that long. It was more like 5 to 6 seconds.
That's what she said. What?
Good Lord, you are full of them today.
Get on it. Come on. Set you up for another one.
Yeah, really. He blazes down the right wing, heads towards the goal, says, I don't need any help, and gets to about 2 feet from the crease, says, say hello to my little friend, releases a drive in the net, game over. And yeah, it was an absolute thing of beauty. I had to stand there and watch the brand spanking new Jumbotron they have there. I had to watch the replay at least 2 or 3 times. And you know, pick my jaw up off the floor after seeing it. But yeah, it was a thing of beauty. And you know, you can say, hey, look, it was against a squad made up of guys that'll probably, some of whom will probably be bagging groceries at a Kroger's or something in the next few weeks. So what? It was still beautiful to watch. It was still an awesome play. And yeah, it's part of leadership. I was just thinking when you were speaking about him and his qualities a minute ago, I was just thinking something, and I don't want to put any pressure on him, but the one guy that comes to mind in past Caps history that he's kind of rounding into form and looking a lot like, that he's reminding me of, Dale Hunter.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, and that's so...
Well,
so
You older
Caps fans, think about that comparison. Think about it for a few moments. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I think I'm right here.
And I saw Mick Michaels interviewed yesterday. I do believe that Dale Hunter was his coach or some sort.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dale, yes. Mick Michael was drafted from the London Knights junior team. And yes, Dale Hunter is his coach. And Tommy Wilson did play in the OHL, where the London Knights play. And he didn't play on that team.
Well, look at you, like, in your little Kevin Bacon, you know, moment. Okay.
Kevin Bacon. Well, I hate to admit this, but that actually sounds more like a thing that Pierre McGuire would throw out.
But anyways, I think we're going to have to start to wrap it up because I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, I believe it. So we're getting a tiny bit long here. So, yeah, it was an enjoyable experience. And I just want to thank Lisa again for lending her season ticket spot. And pardon me, Lisa, if you and your husband are up for that again, love to go again. I'm digging myself a hole.
That's
here,
a whole bunch of that's what she said.
Well, no, I'm about to dig myself a hole here because I would either have to, whichever one of you would be available, I'd have to choose between either you or Mrs. Blue Liner. I'm dreading that choice. Should I ever be faced with that? You had your tutoring and she had to work. So, I rode solo on that one and good thing I did because it freed me up to do my scouting.
Your binoculars.
Yeah.
All those right.
It's a pretty good experience, pretty good game. I enjoyed the whole thing. And just one thing about the experience, though, can we do without the damn fan cam? Can we just do without that? I mean, come on.
Was it the kiss cam that got on you and you're like, no.
No, they don't have a kiss cam, thank God. But the fan cam, can we just do without that crap?
The kids like to dance. It
wasn't even kids. I'm not going to get to it. Okay. All right. So, it's a good time to wrap it up. A good first preseason game. Mentioned earlier, looking to get Anna out there at the former Kettler facility and spying on a few practices. But looking forward to rest of training camp and a great opening season here. This is a good sign, I think, speaking of signs. So unless, Anna, you have anything else you want to throw out there?
I don't.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so for the Mermaid, Anna Knox, this is the Blue Liner on Point signing off. And I just want to end the show by reminding everybody that you should always do the right thing.
Okay.
Hallelujah, and let's go Caps.
Go Caps.
This has been another episode of the Power Play Point Podcast. All episodes are available from Apple Podcasts, the Podbean app, blueliner77.podbean.com, and now available from Stitcher. Music by Joe McAllister, voiceover by Jeffrey Conkle.